This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
If you talk to young people today about the First Amendment and the limits of free speech, they will literally tell you that in their view, you don't have the freedom, they say, to offend people with your speech. This is what they believe, that you can engage in free speech, but you can't offend anyone. That should be limited. That should be blocked. That should be censored. And that's why these young people, and by young, I guess I mean people under the age of 30, let's say, just as a general dividing line there, they're the ones running these tech companies. They're the ones demanding censorship right now. They're the ones who are destroying the First Amendment and saying that they support tolerance. Well, but they're not tolerant of any speech with which they disagree. And this idea that you can't offend anyone is, of course, a complete contradiction of the very principles of the First Amendment, because you got to look at why was the First Amendment written? Well, because the King of England didn't allow you to say anything against the king. They consider that hate speech against the king. So if you were critical of the king or the queen or the monarchy in the British Empire, you could be arrested. You could be executed. And when we departed from the United Kingdom with the Revolutionary War, the War of Independence, and we said we're going to be our own country here in America, we are going to protect the right to speech as the number one most important right, because we have to have the right to criticize the establishment. To criticize the establishment. And actually to say anything that you want to say, as long as you're not calling for murdering people, for example. But also, of course, the First Amendment protects the freedom of religious expression and the freedom to petition the government, the freedom of the press as well. So these are core freedoms for a society. But the left today believes that those freedoms have to be restricted to people whom they deem to be engaged in so-called hate speech. And here's the even scarier part of this. You don't actually have to engage in hate speech to be censored under the hate speech rule. You merely have to be accused of engaging in hate speech, because almost all of the accusations that have been leveled against Alex Jones so far are false accusations. They take him out of context. They say he said things that he did not say. They falsely accuse him of one thing after another. And, I mean, it's insane. And there's no trial, there's no jury, there's no judge except the tech giants themselves. There's no opportunity for due process. You can't present evidence in your defense. You can't even see any evidence against you. You cannot face your accusers. It's a national smear campaign against Alex Jones in the name of tolerance. Because again, the leftists say that you can't speak if it offends someone. Well, wait a second. What if we're saying something critical about a group that needs to be criticized? Such as, let's say, parents who push their children into transgender surgery and chemical castration, permanent maiming of their reproductive organs, because they want little Johnny to be a trophy at the next social gathering to say, look at my little transgender boy or girl or whatever it is now. I mean, parents do this. They now have, they push transgenderism onto their children as a trophy for social standing and virtue signaling. And if you criticize that, like I'm doing right now, they call it hate speech. Oh, you're hating on transgenders. You must hate children. You must hate gays. You must hate transgenders. Truth is, I'm a libertarian on these issues. You want to be transgender, that's your decision. You want to be gay, that's your decision. I've been very consistent about this the whole time. I'm not opposed to people being gay or even people being married if they're gay. I'm not opposed to any of that. I'm not opposed to an individual thinking they're a transgender or thinking they're a Tibetan snow leopard, as I've said before, or thinking they're a space alien for that matter. They can think whatever they want, but we shouldn't push it on the children. But merely saying that now makes you, quote, guilty of hate speech in our twisted, warped society, where the only thing that you're allowed to speak is whatever agrees 100% with the left-wing establishment, which is itself seething with hatred, intolerance, and tearing down freedoms and civil liberties, such as freedom of speech. So if you disagree with the left on anything, you are now guilty of hate speech, and the left believes they should take away your voice. The insanity of this is off the charts. Think about the fact that Apple removed all Alex Jones podcasts. Now, think about this. Apple it's a device, it's a software layer, it's a hub of information. You've got your iPhone, and you can use your iPhone to tune into a million different audio channels or podcasts or music, artists, whatever. Nobody forces you to listen to Alex Jones. It's not like the iPhone boots up and says, today, you must hear Alex Jones. Now, if Apple pulled Alex Jones off of some kind of mandatory message that forced everyone to hear Alex Jones, I could understand that. But no, every single person listening to Alex Jones is doing so because they want to hear Alex Jones. They want to hear what he's got to say. And most of what he's got to say makes perfect sense. Some of it I've disagreed with over the years. Some of it is, you know, maybe has had to have corrections and he's issued corrections. You know, some of it is not yet proven, you know, predictions and such. But Alex has the right to speak and people have the right to hear him. And for Apple to get in the middle now and to say, well, we're not going to let you people voluntarily listen to what you want to listen to because we think, in our opinion, that Alex is engaged in, quote, hate speech, which, by the way, they've never defined. For Apple to do that is insane. And by the way, I think it's criminal. And I've said this before. I think that the executives, I think Tim Cook should be arrested and prosecuted. I think Tim Cook should be imprisoned for committing crimes against basic human dignity, for violating the civil rights of Alex Jones and others who have been censored. And it's not just Tim Cook who should be arrested and imprisoned. It's the executives of YouTube and Google and other, you know, Spotify and other services like MailChimp that have cut off Alex Jones and denied him a First Amendment right, even while they themselves host lots of other channels that talk about recruiting children into Islamic terrorism, that talk about murdering President Trump, talk about how mocking Sarah Sanders all the time on the left, what they do. You know, Apple says, well, our requirements are that you have to respect the basic human dignity of other people. What about all these left-wing channels that make fun of Sarah Sanders, huh? Or that call for murdering President Trump? They're not banned. So even when Apple tries to explain its rules, it doesn't apply those rules consistently. Is anyone surprised? Because it's not about following any rules. It's a malicious censorship campaign that is selectively targeting conservative or libertarian or pro-Trump voices. That's all it is. Let's not pretend that this is some kind of rule that Apple or YouTube or Facebook is applying equally across all content. They are doing no such thing. This is about selectively targeting Alex Jones. Now, let's talk about solutions. Because solutions have to be based in expanding protections of free speech so that a very broad array, a diverse rainbow of ideas, if you will, is allowed to be heard and spoken. Because without that, we don't have a sustainable civilization, by the way. We will collapse as a society if we don't restore free speech very soon. Because censorship is fascism. And it's fascinating to me that these leftists who claim to be anti-fascist, i.e. Antifa, they're the ones pushing for censorship. They are the fascists. And they don't even see the horrific irony in their own positions, calling for ending the freedom of speech of others while they claim to be the anti-fascists, even as they are pushing fascist ideology. But the solution is to expand and protect free speech, and that's what we've done. We've launched Reel.video, and Reel.video is taking off as a YouTube alternative that respects free speech. We have a few limits that we've outlined, and we've been very upfront about. For example, you can't post porn, and we don't allow Satanism content, i.e. Satan worship and that kind of stuff, you know, intense evil, is not allowed on there. There was one guy that started a channel called Flush Your Meds, and at first posted some videos about psychiatric medicine, and then after those were approved, the person changed their logo to a satanic symbol and started posting all these pro-Satan videos. So that person got terminated, and videos got deleted, and we will continue to enforce that. We do not allow Satanism. But we allow almost every other kind of speech that you can imagine, as long as it's legal. And this is necessary. And I even struggled with this at first because there was some very, very offensive content on the website. And we eventually came to a rule that just said, for example, if you post very vulgar graphics or vulgar words or lyrics, you need to put the word explicit in the title of your video so that viewers know that it is explicit content. And we have coming a new feature, which will be a kind of warning, a yellow bar warning that says viewer discretion advised on particularly potentially disturbing types of content. So that's coming as well. That's just it, that way we don't have to ban it. We don't want to ban it. And Reel.video is rapidly expanding. We had yesterday, we had 600 new channels join. I mean, I'm not talking about 600 end users. I'm talking about 600 new content channels who joined the network to post videos. That was in one day. That's crazy because normally we only have like 250 or 300 people joining per day, but on that day we had 600. That's crazy. We're serving currently now 1.5 million video minutes per week in terms of video views, and that's growing very rapidly. Every week it seems to grow by another, I don't know, 15% or so per week. That's going to compound and expand. You know, it's going to be huge. And we've got videos that have been banned everywhere else. You know, videos on events in history, like the Sandy Hook shooting, events on the 9/11 attacks. We've got a Sky News interview that was banned. It's an interview with a guy, I forgot the guy's name. I guess he's an Australian, what people would call like a far-right Australian guy who wants to limit immigration. And why can't we hear from this guy? I mean, even if we disagree with his ideas or we find his ideas perhaps abhorrent, or maybe we agree with his ideas, I don't know. I've never heard of him before, but why can't we hear this guy? It was banned everywhere. It was banned on YouTube. But we've got that video at Reel.video. If you want to see it, just go there and search for Sky News, like banned interview Sky News. And I think you'll find that video. It's quite interesting. I watched like 2 minutes of it just to see, what is this? And because it was actually the number one video one day. It was like, why is everybody watching this video? What's the deal with this video? And you can go see it yourself and find out why. The point is that we have to build platforms like we've done, Reel.video, where people can engage in speech that other people find offensive. You know what? It's not our job to protect the world from being offended. It's our job to provide platforms for a diverse array of free speech. And if some people decide to feel offended by certain channels, guess what? They don't have to listen to those channels. You can change the channel, type in a different URL. You can go to a different website or just go to YouTube where it's all being cleansed and sanitized. It's like an online ethnic cleansing now on YouTube. But Reel.video is emerging as the solution to all this. So I encourage you, go there now, create your own free channel. It's free. And start posting videos, and you're going to start getting views. And, you know, you may not get as much as on YouTube, but if YouTube censors you, which they do, then there's no point in even having anything on YouTube. You know, your views are zero. So we're not going to censor you, except in very limited situations, like, again, like porn and Satanism and copyright violation stuff. But for most, nearly all speech, you've got a platform that you can trust to keep your videos. You know, I was talking to Pete Santilli the other day, and he said what was so frustrating to him about all the censorship on YouTube is that he would start a channel and he would post a bunch of videos there, and then that channel would get banned, and then he'd launch another channel, and then that video would get banned. He's gone through 12 channels, and they've repeatedly banned all his content, and he's been struggling to find a place where he could just upload his library of videos, a place that would not wipe out his library. And that's Real.Video. And we've got, I don't know, it's over 10,000 videos already live on the website, and a lot more coming every day. And people are putting entire libraries up there because they know that that library is going to be safe. That we're not going to just one day hire 10,000 libtards to delete channels that offend them. And that's what YouTube does. YouTube hires armies of libtards who feel offended by everything. And by the way, part of that is the parenting. I don't know what happened to the parents of really my generation who taught their children that everybody's a winner. You know, they taught their children that they should never face adversity in the world. They never kept score in school sports. It's like everybody gets a participation ribbon. Like, they think competition is bad. They think that winning or losing is bad. No, those are life lessons, people. If you look around Mother Nature, competition is everywhere. There are winners and losers in nature. It's called natural selection. It's called survival of the fittest, by the way. It's reflected everywhere in nature. It's in your own, your backyard. Botany follows the same rules, but for some reason, all the parents thought that their children should be shielded and protected from everything, and all these helicopter parents hovering over their children all day long. They have to make sure you don't experience adversity. And so as a result, these children grew up, and then they became moderators for YouTube. And they've never experienced adversity. They've never heard a view that they didn't already agree with. And they go through mental trauma when they see the name Trump. They just see the name, five letters, and they just go into hysterical seizures over things that they don't like. It's a psychological, what is it? I mean, it's not just a mental illness. There's a kind of pathological fragility among all of the. It's these people are just weak, pathetic, and they were raised that way by their parents who just did everything for them and never made children make their own sandwiches or do their own laundry or even face anything in the world that was a challenge. So these kids, these young people, they've never had to do anything in the real world. They just want to censor everything they don't agree with, and now they're running the tech giants. Think about that. That's insane. Oh, and they literally believe that men can get pregnant, by the way. Science education has just been thrown out the window. And they think carbon dioxide is an evil molecule that needs to be eliminated from the planet, even though it would cause the complete extinction of humankind. But this is what they believe. So go figure. It's incredible. In any case, create your own account at Real.Video. My name is Mike Adams. I'm the founder of Real.Video. And you can see my channel there, by the way, at Real.Video/channel/counterthink. That's the name of my show, Counterthink. So check it out. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's HealthRangerStore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America
manufacture, and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.